We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
My best friend has basically been with the same woman his entire adult life. Mm-hmm. And he is recently divorced. He's trying to get back out on the dating scene, but he's horrible about that first introduction. He's good like once he's able to get in there. That's why he likes talking to women that he already knows, because it's a lot easier that way.
It's like an old car. Like, you start it, it takes a while to start, but then when you get started, that thing runs smoothly, right?
Whereas I got you. With me, I'm an old car. I can just go up and start talking to somebody.
Uh-huh.
Wait.
No. No. You're a new car.
I'm a new car. Yeah. It runs right away from the beginning.
You turn it on and boom, you're good.
I'm a new car.
Yeah.
Because he is my best friend, he gave me his username and password for Match.
Yeah. Wow.
And that's awesome.
I got on to see what it was like, because I've never done this. I've never done the online dating. I've never done Tinder, except for 24 hours.
Why would you? You're a new car. You don't need that. You got the Brad Booker charm.
So did he give you the password for you to just eavesdrop like we used to do in fifth grade when my friends would talk to boys for the first time and they just wanted me to listen?
Well,
or did he want your help?
He wanted my help.
Yeah.
Helping
awesome.
Put together his profile and all that stuff.
Okay.
So I went on there and I did. But first of all, dating is so exhausting.
Yeah.
I got on and I just scrolled through a few women. I'm like, oh my God, this is too much.
Yeah.
I can't imagine. But I recently logged on, and this girl, Trisha, popped up. Now, Trisha immediately caught my attention because she was very attractive. And she also, I realized, is a veterinarian. I'm like, okay, this is good. And the reason being is she likes animals.
Uh-huh.
She obviously has a very big heart, because it has been my experience in life that anybody that works with animals has a great heart.
True that.
And they're usually fantastic people.
I'm waiting for you to get to the butt part, that she's divorced and has 10 kids.
No, none of that. None of that.
She's not divorced or kids.
She's divorced, but she has no kids.
Okay. All right. That's cool. That's life these days.
So I was like, well, you know what? I'm going to jumpstart this conversation and get the wheels moving for him. Outside the box, right? Because I imagine, based upon the things that I have heard you say, Sarah, you get a lot of the same stuff when it comes to guys, right?
Hey, what's up? How you doing?
Hey.
Right?
Hi. So,
guys are dumb. We are dumb.
I thought that this would catch her eye.
You're beautiful. Right?
Hi, Trisha. My name is Brad, and I'm Ben's best friend.
Uh-huh.
He's become very frustrated with dating, so I hijacked his account to see why. The first person I come across is you, and you appear to be awesome. Ben is one of the most amazing people I've ever met, and I couldn't be more blessed to have him as my BFF. Seriously, I really think you would get along with him, and hope you agree to meet up for coffee or cocktails and chat about animals and acupuncture.
She does acupuncture?
I saw her in her profile. She's into acupuncture.
That's good.
Bro, that is so awesome.
So I took a little tip from Sarah's playbook, and I'm like, okay, read their stuff and then refer to something about their profile in the message.
That.
Well, I would be a little freaked out the first second I read the message.
Because of a friend?
Well, because I'd be like, is this a joke? Are they playing me? Like, what's the shtick here?
That's
true. Then I would investigate deeper into his profile. I would take a couple minutes and be like, ugh. And then I probably would write back.
Okay. So did she write back?
She did.
Yes.
Now, she is a little bit younger than my friend.
Okay.
So there might be this age discrepancy,
which
she addresses here in this message. Wow, you sound like a great friend, Brad. I think the age difference is a bit too much. I haven't 100% ruled out having kids, but it's something that I would like to really talk about with someone I date.
She's 19, by the way.
No, she's not, is she?
No, she's definitely not. Anyway, he, I think, is done with kids because he already has two grown kids.
Okay.
So I wrote back, and I'm like, oh, man.
What
I gotta
do you say?
Keep this going. So I said, totally understand, and I sincerely appreciate your honesty. Check this out. My coworker, Sarah.
That's me.
Was on Match just over a year ago when a guy named Jay messaged her and said, I know I'm over your age limit, but I just wanted to say hi. I encouraged her to meet him for coffee. Fast forward, and they're getting married in April. That's not to say you and Ben will be tying the knot, but if you meet for lunch, at worst, you'll be meeting a great guy. Anyway, you appear to be a great person. I'm passing the torch to Ben. Dating is hard. Ha ha. So I was waiting for Ben to come in and keep the conversation going, but she beat him to the punch.
She did. She wrote back.
Dude.
So, Ben, how bad has your luck been on this site? It's such a two-dimensional approach to meeting people. I went on a date last night and he got drunk. So then Ben, and this is one of the things I need to talk to him about, writes a letter.
Oh, no.
Wait, what do you mean?
It's not a college thesis, bro.
Did he have diarrhea of the keyboard?
He did.
Oh, no, dude.
And he kind of goes on. He's like, oh my gosh, I go out of town for a few days, catch up on some work, and find my Match account has been hijacked. That's so funny, but I have to give him credit on his.
That's where he should have stopped.
But he went on, kept talking, but he did have this other line that I thought was really good.
Ooh, what is it?
He said, I totally understand what you said to Brad about your situation. It makes perfect sense, but I'm always up for meeting new people and making new friends. I'm always up for lunch or a happy hour or something. I was going to say get a drink, but that might be a bit of a sore spot for you after last night. I'm like, yeah.
That's what's up.
Okay.
Hey, you know what?
Okay.
Leaving that I could always use a good friend. I love that. This is good.
So then he starts going back and forth about his person. I'm still scrolling.
Hold on, like, oh, yeah. There should never be a scroll.
Oh, my
there
God,
should
Booker.
Never be a scroll of like, a message.
Okay, I'm going to start from the top. Okay, here we go.
No, this
one,
is bad.
Two, three, four scrolls.
No.
Why have you not texted him or called him and said, Ben, you got to stop with this diary of the keyboard?
Just edit.
He's like just giving her his life history.
Wait for the date. That's what you say for the day.
Exactly.
So you have something to talk about. Keep them intrigued.
They're going back and forth. But I will say the most recent question was from her.
What is it?
Hope you had a nice time at dinner. Did you try a new restaurant? Today is my day off and I'm glad I haven't had to go out in the cold. Would you like to meet for coffee or dinner sometime?
Yeah! And then he's going to screw it up with a 3-4 scroll thing message reply, right?
I just read it forever long. Hang on. He's on the phone. Hey, buddy.
Yes, sir.
Here's the thing. You're doing such a great job, and you have so many good lines, mm-hmm. and you're doing a lot of things right, but we all collectively have agreed that your messages are way too long.
Way too long.
Yeah, I thought that too. But she asked me a lot of questions about like starting your own business and all that sort of thing, so it's like I want to give her all the information I can, you know?
She said, would you like to get coffee or dinner? And you said, oh, I'm good with either. No, say, I want to get dinner. On Wednesday, can you go? Make
yeah,
a decision.
Because
you
all.
Just, she threw it into your court, and mm-hmm. then you just volleyed it back over to her court, and now she's going to have to make the decision. No, you just say, are you free Wednesday? Let's get dinner. And she can say yes or no.
And it's not too late for him to do that. He can say, how about dinner next Wednesday in such and such?
Yes.
I'll buy her. Yeah.
Yes. Don't make us do the work.
You're right. I'm getting there. I'm still nervous. So it's going to take me a little bit, but I'll be a professional soon. Than later.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.